I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. African-American writer Alice Walker's website provides a brief biography. It reads in part, Alice Walker is an internationally celebrated author, poet, and activist whose books include 7 novels, 4 collections of short stories, 4 children's books, and volumes of essays and poetry. She's best known for The Color Purple, the 1983 novel for which she won the Pulitzer Prize, the first African-American woman to win the prize in fiction, and the National Book Award. I read some of Walker's works in a women's writers class in grad school, and I found The Color Purple extremely moving. The persistence and courage of Seeley inspired me in a number of ways. The Temple of My Familiar came my way at the urging of a close friend. What I found was something quite different from Purple. Rather than read this novel, it needs to be experienced. Yes, the story is convoluted with an amazing array of characters and time periods, with love and hate, fear and courage, but at the end, characters who possess the same persistence Walker gave us in The Color Purple. A map of the family and its shifting relationships would most definitely assist a reader. One interesting character, Fanny, married to an African man, Suello, has visions of historical characters. Suello is a history teacher, and he is skeptical that spirits actually contact Fanny. He researches one, Chief John Horse, and finds Fanny has described his life in meticulous detail. Suello once asked her about the spirits. What do you love about these people? Fanny replies, I don't know. They open doors inside me. It's as if they're keys to rooms inside myself. I find a door inside, and it's as if I hear a humming from behind it, and then I get inside somehow with the key the old ones give me. And as I stumble about the darkness of the room, I begin to feel the stirring in myself, the humming in the room, and my heart starts to expand with the absolute feeling of bravery or love or audacity or commitment. It becomes a light, and the light enters me by osmosis, and a part of me that was not clear before is clarified. I radiate this expanded light, happiness. And that Suello knew was called being in love. Another character, Lissy, remembers in great detail all of her past lives, from a childhood in Africa to one during the Middle Passage, through to one as slavery ended and another during the Civil Rights Movement of the 60s. Some novels require a great deal of patience and close reading. Not all are worth that extra effort, but Alice Walker's Temple of My Familiar most certainly is. The only flaw involved rapid shifts of time and place, which I found confusing. Despite this, I did not invoke my rule of 50, and my persistence paid off. One chapter explains the life of Lissy, and it all fell into place. 5 stars. I'm Jim McKeown. Join me again next time for Likely Stories. Read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. If you have a question or a comment about this segment, please share your views with us. You'll find the Contact Us link on the homepage of kwbu.org.